Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
Your desires will influence your actions and direct your worship. That's what I want to focus on with you in our 5 minutes today as we look at our hearts, our desires, and our motivations. To start out, let me read Psalm 27, verses 4 through 6. David writes this, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord." Now David wrote this, and he set a priority. He says, "One thing I ask," or "one thing I desire." Well, what could be so important for David? It's this, that he would dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. Well, this was a way of saying, "Lord, I want an intimate communion with you. I want to know you personally and simply enjoy your presence. I want to be in your presence." Well, that's a high goal that we all should strive for in our lives. "Lord, I want to know you. I want to be in your presence. That's my one desire, my highest priority. And everything else will fall to place in my life from there." There's a very critical distinction made in David's words here. He doesn't just have a desire, but he also actively seeks after that desire. This little detail stood out to me because David doesn't just ask God for something and then wait around hoping it will happen. He doesn't just ask for something and then go on living in a way that's even in opposition to what he asks. He asks God. He depends on God. He knows that the answer to his desire lies within God. He has a great and righteous desire, but he's also ready to pursue that desire. This is important because you might say, "Well, I wish I prayed more. I wish I read my Bible more. I wish I could teach the Bible to someone. I wish I could share my faith with someone. I wish I could serve as a missionary, or I wish I could marry a godly person." And the list could go on. You might have great and godly desires, but then you live as if you really don't desire it at all. If you desire something so much, you're going to strive for it. In other words, your desires will influence your actions. James says it this way, James 4, verse 1, and the beginning of verse 2 says, "What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder." See, if you desire physical fitness, well, then you'll strive for consistency in eating and exercise. If you desire a promotion at your job, then you will strive for excellence in your work. It's a very simple principle, and it applies to just about anything in our lives. And it ought to also apply to the most important part of our lives, our faith in the Lord. You see, David desired the presence of the Lord, and his actions, he says that he was going to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire, or some versions say meditate, which means just to give that attention to. He wants to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and meditate on the Lord. So he filled his mind with the beauty and holiness of God. Well, that makes sense. If his greatest desire is the presence of God, he's going to fill his mind with the beauty and holiness of God and enjoy being in the Lord's presence. Then out of what we see in Psalm 27 came David's praise. He talked about making sacrifices and singing praises to the Lord. So what we need to take from this is you need to guard your desires. What is the one thing that is most important in your life? Well, you need to get that answer right because your desires will influence your actions and direct your worship. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope that you continue to tune in each week. And if you have a topic maybe you'd like to hear addressed, you can go to ryanstrother.com. And up at the top right, there's a button you can click and you can suggest a podcast episode idea there. So I hope you do that. And I will talk with you next week.
listening to 5 to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.